All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we are here until 5 a.m. every weekday morning. 5 o'clock, you've got the opening bell with Steve Grzanich and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. But it's special, though, because today my dad will tell his 200th joke. Yes. So that's going to be fun. That's all coming up. Stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we're going to talk about food and drink that we don't have anymore that we miss that we would like to see come back. A couple of stories here brought this back. Slice is back. Do you remember Slice? Dan, do you remember Slice?
I enjoyed Slice.
I did, too. It was a... Esmeralda, do you remember Slice?
Not really.
It was your basic, it's like 7-Up Sprite kind of a thing. Did it come in a different flavor? Was it orange as well?
You know what? I'll double check that.
Because I know there was lemon lime.
Right.
But the thing was, Esmeralda, it was pop, you know, but it was sweetened with fruit juice. So there was actual fruit juice in it.
There was a orange slice, yes.
An orange slice. Slice, a once popular soft drink from the 90s, faded into obscurity for years before being relegated to the trademark trash heap. Mark Thorman, a Chicago entrepreneur with a knack for reclaiming old brands, hunts for treasure. People remember the brand, but they don't always remember the specifics. It's sort of like clay that you can mold the way you want. So the new Slice is lower in sugar, lower in calories, sweetened with real and possibly organic fruit juice. It was formerly owned by PepsiCo, so it was a Pepsi item. And all of the what are some of the other lemon lime? I mean, I guess it's just Sprite 7-Up, and then
Sierra Mist.
Oh, Sierra Mist. That's right. I forgot about Sierra Mist.
Right.
Yeah. So that's back. Slice is back. Yeah, I wonder if anybody's excited about that.
I dislike colas. I rarely drink them, with the exception of Dr. Pepper. This is my favorite cola of all the colas. So I always, when I go to a restaurant and they're like, what would you like to drink? I'm like, Sprite, 7-Up, Sierra Mist, whatever it is, but that.
Yeah.
Like, category.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I don't do the caffeine, so I'm usually, you know, if it's a pop thing, I usually go ginger ale. That's usually where I go. But if not, then I will do the Sprite or the 7-Up, whatever they have as an option. Yeah, I remember Slice was pretty popular. Yeah. So, and then the Szechuan sauce returns to McDonald's. They're going to relaunch the sauce at locations after last fall's botched promo. Last summer, Rick and Morty invoked McDonald's once dormant Mulan Szechuan sauce in an episode, not just mentioning it as the sauce, but using it semi-ironically as a primary plot device for the episode. In an attempt to capitalize on the repopularity of the sauce, McDonald's decided to bring it back for a special promotion in October, and it went poorly. The Golden Arches severely underestimated the number of interested fans, and many were left without the sauce. Now McDonald's is trying to make amends for its botched promotion, bringing back the Szechuan sauce en masse beginning February 26th, today. The restaurant chain is producing more than 20 million packets of the stuff and spreading them across McDonald's locations nationwide. Mickey D's is unclear whether you have to buy something to receive a pack of the sauce, but if you've ever tried to ask for extra sauce at McDonald's before, you know the answer is almost certainly an emphatic yes, you have to buy something. But at least there should be plenty of sauce this time, although based on last year's response, you should probably show up sooner than later. Esmeralda, have you ever tried the Szechuan sauce at McDonald's?
You know, I honestly don't remember it from when Mulan came out. Usually I don't even use sauce when I eat chicken nuggets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, so I guess they wanted to bring it back in October and they just didn't have enough of it. I've never tried it. Anybody ever try the Szechuan sauce? 312-981-7200 at McDonald's. And are you very excited? And I think I missed that episode of Rick and Morty. Did you see the episode of Rick and Morty?
I did, yeah.
So what was the idea behind it?
I think it was like because it's so great. I can't remember exactly, but yeah. It was something about how like you can't. It was a really great sauce, and they don't know why they got rid of it.
Okay. All right. Leave it to Rick and Morty to start all this stuff up. So the Szechuan sauce is back at McDonald's. Slice is back. 312-981-7200. What do you miss and wish was back? We've talked a little bit about this before, but some of this stuff is just ridiculous that has been discontinued that some people do miss. Do you guys miss... now, you mentioned it, Dan. Do you miss Dr. Pepper gum?
I'm trying to think if I ever ate the Dr. Pepper gum. I don't know. I've had that, like, the pop gum, but I don't remember if I ever had Dr. Pepper.
This gum was memorable for having liquidy Dr. Pepper syrup inside the center. Unlike so many liquid-centered-based gums, snacks, and lozenges, Dr. Pepper gum syrup actually tasted like Dr. Pepper. It was like chewing the drink. Dr. Pepper gum was beloved by all who knew it. I remember Dr. Pepper gum. Hey, do you guys remember the first gum that had the liquid center? Do you remember what it was called, the very first gum?
No.
No.
Freshen Up. That was the name, Freshen Up.
Green stuff.
Green stuff in the middle. That's
yeah,
right.
It was good.
Yeah, that's what it was called. I remember it was revolutionary when it came out. It was like, oh, there's liquid in the middle of this gum. And it's going to freshen me up. So that was the very first liquid centered gum, Freshen Up. So, but yeah, I remember Dr. Pepper gum. All right, how about Esmeralda? Do you remember Squeeze It?
I do not.
It's one word. It's S Q U E E Z I T. Squeeze It.
I think if you saw the bottle, Esmeralda, you'd remember it because they were really big in our age group.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, huge.
Squeeze It's design was heroically simple. You just tore off the top and squeezed.
Oh, yeah. I thought, weren't they called something else?
I think there was a bunch of knockoffs after it got so popular.
Oh,
I think
okay.
Squeeze It was like the first one.
It's impossible to overstate how popular these were. The flavors were awful, but the packaging was perfect. So was it frozen?
No, but it was like, you know, as opposed to like the Capri Suns with the pouch and the straws and things like that, it had almost a bottle top, but the top extended out. So like you would twist it off, but it kind of looked like, for lack of a better thing, like the Space Invader alien at the very top. So you twist that off, and then you can drink it, and you know, a squeezable.
So it was just like a juice product?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Squeeze It. I don't remember Squeeze It. All right. Let's see. 920 area code says, I wish Team Flakes cereal would come back. I loved them back in the 70s. Team Flakes? I don't remember Team Flakes. T-E-A-M. Team. 773 area code says, I wish Clearly Canadian would come back and the President's Choice line of foods at Jewel. We talked about President's Choice in the past. And my favorite President's Choice, those products were good. That was like the, you know, the Jewel food line that was kind of like a little upper, a little more high end than your regular sort of Jewel or generic. But I'll tell you, and I've mentioned this before, the President's Choice chocolate chip cookies were awesome. I don't know if you guys remember the President's Choice chocolate chip cookies. They were great. Very tasty. Clearly Canadian. Boy, that was popular for a while. That was a 90s thing, right? I remember in some episodes of Seinfeld, Jerry has Clearly Canadian in his fridge. That'll tell you how dated it is. Like, that was like the episodes from like 91, 92, and 93. There's Jerry's got Clearly Canadian in his fridge. They're drinking, you know, Elaine and George and Jerry are drinking Clearly Canadian in his kitchen. It was good. Clearly Canadian was good, though. It was tasty. You ever have Clearly Canadian, Esmeralda?
I never did because it was, you know, high-end soda. They're not giving it to kids.
Yeah. It was just flavored sparkling water with a fizz, but they had different kinds of flavors and stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed Clearly Canadian. I wonder if Canadian William Shatner, yeah. Canadian Bill enjoys Clearly Canadian. Do they have it in Canada? Maybe it's just not in America anymore.
I think there's just soda water there.
Yeah.
I just call it Clearly.
Just called Clearly?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Let's go get some Clearly, eh?
Clearly, eh? Yeah.
You hoser.
Hoser.
630 area code wants Derby tamales. Derby tamales? They don't make Derby tamales anymore? Esmeralda, do you know Derby tamales?
I don't.
They're in a jar.
Yeah, no. I'm not eating something.
They're like
in a jar.
In a glass jar, a bunch of tamales submerged in liquid in a glass jar.
Yeah, I'm not eating tamales from a jar.
But they were, man, they were very popular. I can't believe they don't make them anymore. Are we sure? But we should research this and find out if Derby tamales still exist. They were very popular. Very, very popular. Wow. Okay. 312-981-7200 is the phone.
Packages of Derby tamales are going for big money on eBay.
Really? And they're jars, right? It's, I mean, I got it right, right?
It's a jar, yes.
It's a jar of tamales. We used to stock those all the time at the Jewels. How much are they going for? I mean, that's crazy. They're wow. Going for big money on eBay for the jarred Derby tamales. And I think that was I'm pretty sure that was the only brand. I don't think there was a big competition for jarred tamales. I don't think that was a real like brand loyalty in your jarred tamale. I don't know about you, but my favorite jarred tamale is Derby. So, all right, I guess they discontinued them. Maybe they're only available in Canada. All right, we have to take a break here. We've got foods that have been discontinued that we're looking forward to, but everybody is very happy because the Szechuan sauce returns to McDonald's today. I've never tried it. Did you like it? Have you tried it? 312-981-7200. And Slice is back. So a couple of our favorite things have come back. And what are some of the other things that we miss, that you miss food-wise? 312-981-7200. And if you have $500, you can get yourself some Derby tamales. If you win the bid on eBay. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here till 5. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we're talking about foods that have been discontinued that you would love to see make a comeback. Well, if you've tasted the Szechuan sauce that is all the rage at McDonald's, we would love to hear from you. And Slice is back. How about that, everybody? So let's jump in here. 312-981-7200. Here is Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi.
Good to hear you. I'm hoping someone somewhere can track this down because I really don't want to go to the end of my days without ever having another cheese flaky again. I mean, they came from Dominic's, and I think Happy Foods carried them, too, at the bakery sections. And Heinemann's at the time was making them. They were sort of long pastries, flaky pastries, that had cheese in them. And they had a lot of powdered sugar on them. And I happen to like cheese, you know, like cheese rolls and that sort of thing.
Right, right.
So, man, I mean, to never have that again breaks my heart.
Now, were they made by Entenmann's?
No.
No?
Heinemann.
Yeah, oh, Heinemann. Okay.
Actually at the bakery in Dominic's and at sometimes Happy Foods.
I see.
And I try to track them down at these, you know, when they were still in business and even Happy Foods. And they say Heinemann's is gone or doesn't make them. And I'm just wondering if somewhere in the world or at least maybe some bakery somewhere approximates this product.
Yeah.
And someone out there can give me my wife.
Give you some info. Yeah. Okay. All right, Paula. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
So much.
There you go.
Bye.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. Here's Greg on WGN. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Nick, you were mentioning the movie coming out, Death Wish, the remake of the 70s movie.
Yeah.
Here's a drink from the 70s right around the time the original Death Wish was out, KO.
Oh, chocolate. I loved KO.
Yeah.
I loved KO.
KO, and come up a few years later, Zima.
Oh, Zima. Oh, God. I was bartending at the time when Zima came out, and we, you know, the bar that I was working at, the bar that I was bartending, ordered way too much Zima. They overestimated how much Zima we were going to sell, and we were stuck with Zima for quite some time. But no, KO is great. KO was in a can,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of like Yoo-hoo. It was like a chocolate drink, but it came in a can. Mm-hmm. We didn't have Yoo-hoo in Chicago for many, many years. That was an East Coast thing. But yeah, KO was great. They don't make KO anymore? Man, I loved that stuff when I was growing up.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it in years.
Wow. Okay. All right, Greg, thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Dan, you ever have KO? You've had Yoo-hoo? You ever have Yoo-hoo?
I have had Yoo-hoo.
You know, the chocolate drink in the bottle. Yeah. Esmeralda, did you ever have Yoo-hoo?
No, I drank, you know, actual chocolate milk.
Yeah. Well, Yoo-hoo is not actual. I mean, it's a chocolate drink. It's not really milk.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's good. Yoo-hoo's terrific. But KO was like the original one. That came in a can. And I remember, if I remember correctly, there was like a kid with a beanie on the can. On the can, that was like their logo. It was just a kid with a, I don't know if he had a propeller on his beanie, but I know he had a beanie. And that was just like the weird artwork.
No beanie, but no propeller, but the beanie, as you mentioned, and black and white checkered pants to go with the red shirt.
I don't remember. I remember the beanie. He's got black and white checkered pants on?
Black and white checkered pants. And if I'm looking at this correctly, no belt and not quite suspenders, but one device that goes that like attaches at the hip and then goes over the shoulder to hold his pants up.
One.
Just one.
Is he yelling KO?
Not in the picture I'm looking
okay.
at.
All right. Anyway, that was the can of chocolate drink. But Yoo-hoo was the real popular one on the East Coast. You'd have to, you know, like every time I went to New York, I would get Yoo-hoo because it was like the New York drink. They had it. Yoo-hoo was on every food cart in New York City, you know, like hot dog carts and all that stuff. They all had Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo was just huge. Huge. All right. Here are some texts from people who want some stuff back, like some food back. 708 area code says McDonald's orange drink. I remember the orange drink at McDonald's. That was years ago. They haven't, but I guess maybe they, because I think McDonald's had sort of their own orange drink that was not a brand. It wasn't like Crush or any of the other sort of orange pops that are out there. And if I remember correctly, the orange drink at McDonald's was not carbonated.
It was not.
Yeah. It was just very sweet and orangey, but not carbonated. 708 area code says, I miss pizza spins. Pizza spins? What is that? And shake a pudding and 1-2-3 Jell-O. 1-2-3 Jell-O has come up before. That's the Jell-O that makes like three layers, right? You make it and it has three different flavors. Somehow it all separates and works genetically. Let's see. Here is Christina on WGN. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you, I miss when I was little, they used to have this cone at McDonald's called the Triple Ripple.
The Triple Whipple?
Triple Ripple.
Ripple.
R-I-P-P-L-E. Yeah, it was like a sugar cone, and it had strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla in it. And then I guess they came out with their own little sundaes, and they got rid of it.
Yeah. The Triple Ripple. That sounds like something Fred Sanford drinks.
could have been.
The ripple.
Well, it was a short, I wanted, well, maybe not short-lived, but I just remember when I was little, they had it for a while and got rid of it. Man, but I also wanted to tell you, I go to Canada a lot, and President's Choice is still available. I'm not sure which grocery store, but I've seen the trucks going around.
Oh, okay.
So you want those cookies, you might need to go to
you have to go Toronto. To Canada to get the cookies,
And lastly, if I could tell you, I was over there over the weekend. Thank goodness I caught you when you said it. Saw Saga at the Phoenix Theater.
Wait a minute.
Fantastic.
No, hold on. Hold on a second. You went to go see Saga over the weekend?
Well, I was in Toronto, and I happened to hear when you mentioned them being at their last show.
Yeah.
So I had to get a ticket to go see them.
Oh, my Fantastic. God. How was
it? I hope they taped it. I hope they, you know, taped it. I did see some little cameras on the side, so I just hope they document it for permanent. And of course, my iPhone ran out of memory when I went to tape the second to last encore of Wind 'Em Up.
Oh, come on, Christina, you're killing
me. First 12 inch record.
Yeah.
Oh. I had to go see them, so it was really, really great.
Okay, thank you, Christina.
Okay, sure. Have a good morning. Bye bye.
Yeah, Saga played their last show over the weekend. No more Saga. I can't believe Christine went. That's fantastic, Christina went. Oh, I heard you talking about Saga, so I had to get a ticket. Their last show ever in Toronto. Oh, my good friend's Saga. I bet the place was packed, too, because they're Canadian heroes. Yeah, I posted on my Facebook page. They put a video up. Tonight is the last Saga show of all time, and they put like a video up, and I posted it on my Facebook page over the weekend. I was very sad. No more Saga. I hope they did. I mean, you would think that they would videotape it. It's only historic. It's only the last Saga show of all time. This should have been covered by world news all over the place. So... All right. Okay, we've got a break, and then we're going to talk about more discontinued food and drink items that you miss. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? Here till 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. My dad is going to call in to tell a joke, a jokey time. It's a Monday morning, but it's special this morning. My dad's going to tell his 200th joke, joke number 200. So we'll do a little special something there a little bit later on when my dad calls in. How's everybody doing? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We got a bunch of texts coming in. We were talking about discontinued food items and drinks that we miss and that we want to come back. The Szechuan sauce at McDonald's, which proved to be incredibly popular, is back. And they claim, McDonald's claims, that they have enough to go around this time. And then Slice is back, for those of you who are longing for the Slice Pop to be back. We would love to hear from you, 312-981-7200. And somebody wanted to mention the McDLT. The McDLT, one of the dumbest ideas ever. So do you remember the McDLT? No, you guys are too young, right, Dan? Do you remember the McDLT?
I remember seeing a commercial for it, but never buying it or...
You know who was on the commercial?
That's part of the reason why I remember. George Costanza.
It's Jason Alexander with hair, singing and dancing about the McDLT. Can you find that? Because that's pretty funny.
Did they also used to call it the Big and Tasty?
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
The Big and Tasty is a different... That's the Big and Tasty is basically what the... If remember correctly, that was essentially their version of a Whopper. But the McDLT, this was the gimmick behind the McDLT. It came in a styrofoam... container, and they would put one side would be the patty and the cheese and stuff, and then the other side would be the lettuce and the tomato. They wouldn't put it together so your lettuce wouldn't get all mushy. So one side is the container was what keeps the cool side cool and the hot side hot. But here's the thing: when you make the McDLT, as I did when I worked at McDonald's, you would take the container and then stick it into a heating bin so that it's completely purposeless. Like you're supposed to keep the cool side cool and the hot side hot, and then you stick the whole thing in a heating bin under heat lamps, and then the lettuce gets wilted anyway. It was the stupidest idea ever. Do we have a little of Jason Alexander singing about the McDLT?
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot.
Keep it cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot, beefy McD. Cool, crisp LT. McD.
Good time. Hot baby McD. For the great taste. Cool crisp LT. Of McDonald's. Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD. LT.
By the way, you got to see him dancing around like an idiot in that commercial. And Esmeralda, he's got hair in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, George Costanza with hair singing about the McDLT.
Well, he's got hair again.
He does?
Yeah, he put his hair back on.
For what?
I think they paid him.
They paid him to put hair back on his head?
Yeah, he did. You know.
Did he go on? Was it a procedure? Is he wearing,
yeah.
Is he wearing,
no, it's a procedure.
Oh, it's a procedure. So he's not wearing a rug.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, if you see him recently, he has hair again.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, I still can't get used to Urlacher. Because I never knew he had hair. You know what I mean? Like I only knew Urlacher bald.
I just assumed he just shaved it.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
and
too.
And it was there.
And then now, and then suddenly he's got hair. It just seems weird to me. Yeah, the McDLT. Dumb. Dumb. All right, hold on. We've got more texts coming in. 765 area code says they miss Shasta soda. Isn't it Shasta still around, isn't it? The Marathon candy bars. Marathon candy bars were awesome. Do you guys remember Marathon candy bars?
Vaguely.
They were really long, hence the name. And they were sort of like, they were like twisted. I'm trying to describe what it looks like. It's like a long, it was caramel and covered in chocolate, but shaped like a very long pretzel. So they were all twisted. It wasn't a solid bar, and they were really, really long Marathon bars. They were good. I used to love those when I was a kid. And the Kraft Pimento Cheese Singles. I know the Pimento Cheese Spread, but there were Pimento Cheese Singles? Like in the plastic, individual plastic wrap, like the regular American Singles? 630 area code says they miss Chef Kitchen pizzas. Yeah, they were good pizzas. Got out of Chef's Kitchen, they were really good. Those were Jewel brand. We were talking about the pizzas last week, and the Chef Kitchen's pizzas were strong. Billy Bill in Portage Park says Black Coke and Jell-O's. G-E-L-L-O-O-Z-E. Jell-O's? Like Jell-O that oozes? 630 area code says Green Giant boil and bag Salisbury steak. Well, that sounds fantastic. That's got to be good right there, man. Boil and bag. You know, they used to have those boil and bag frozen things. You'd get it like chicken a la king, and it would come in a bag. You'd stick it in boiling water and have it cook for like 20 minutes, and then you've got yourself some fresh chicken a la king out of a plastic bag that was frozen. Don says the President's Choice Christmas cookie variety pack was the best. People miss the President's Choice. I'm discovering that people really miss President's Choice. It was a popular brand. All right, let's go to the phones here. Shirley on WGN. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
I remember fizzies because I grew up in the 1950s, but there was something, and I don't know the name of it. I'm hoping a caller would know. It was this round plastic ball that you would insert into a bottle, mind you, a bottle of pop. So let's say root beer. And in this plastic ball, you would put a scoop of ice cream, and then you would drink from it. So you would have an automatic
root beer float.
Ice cream. Yeah. Root beer float, right. Exactly. Yeah. I cannot remember the name of the contraption, so I'm just hoping a caller could
maybe
call
somebody
in
will know. Yeah, well, fizzies, for people who don't know what fizzies are, fizzies were tablets that you would drop into water, right. And then you would have like a carbonated, tasty little drink.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think you can still find them at like Cracker Barrel restaurants, things like that.
I think fizzies are still. I think fizzies are still out there. I know that there are similar products, might not be called fizzies, but I know that there are
right.
similar products that are out
right.
there. All right. So if anybody knows what this little thing is that you stick into a bottle of
beer or beer. Carbonated
yeah.
beverage.
Yeah.
I'd be curious because it certainly has got to tweak people's memories who grew up in the 50s.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Shirley. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. That's it. The one of the jokes in Animal House is that the because you know fizzies as well. These fizzies were like tablets. They were like Alka-Seltzer. They did the same thing as Alka-Seltzer. Like you drop them in the water and they would fizz up. But then you would have a tasty carbonated little beverage because they would be like fruit flavored or something. So it didn't taste like Alka-Seltzer.
I mean, I'm assuming it's like the equivalent of. The emergency stuff. Now.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, except I don't think anything was good for you. That's. But, yeah. But anyway, the joke in Animal House is that the Delta House every year would drop thousands of fizzies into the pool at the college. That was one of the pranks they did. Pouring thousands of fizzies into the pool. That's a good gag, man. All right. Okay, we got a break here. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Food that doesn't exist anymore that you miss. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We haven't heard from anybody who has had that the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's. People seem to be going nuts over. So let's see if anybody has tried that. 312-981-7200. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And how's it going, everybody? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about food items and drinks that are discontinued, no longer have, and people are missing. And, and if you guys want to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. We got a ton of texts coming in. Let me get to a couple of them. Let's see. 262 area code says, my friend just bought me a Clearly Canadian for my birthday at Woodman's. Very funny on the Canadian joke. What's Woodman's? Is Woodman's a Canadian store? You can only buy Canadian things? Mark says, there was a team soft drink similar to 7-Up or Squirt. T-E-M. T-E-E-M. Soft drink similar to 7-Up or Squirt. Well, 7-Up is different than Squirt. Squirt is like a grapefruit, sort of tangy, grapefruit-ish pop, whereas 7-Up is obviously lemon-lime. Esmeralda, do you ever have Squirt?
Oh, yeah.
You ever have about 50-50?
No.
Never had 50-50? Canfield's 50-50?
Did not, no.
It's like Squirt. It's like the Canfield's version of Squirt. That sort of tangy, sort of a grapefruit pop thing. Tom says, hot wings from McDonald's was a recent product that I liked but is now gone. Also, the barbecue ribs from KFC that were offered in the 70s. I had the wings from McDonald's. They weren't bad, I got to say. The wings from McDonald's were not bad, surprisingly. Never had barbecued ribs from KFC, though. They were offered in the 70s. Let's see. Here's Dolores on WGN. Hi, Dolores.
Hi.
Hi.
Many years ago, there was a cartoon strip in the paper, Joe Palooka. He was a boxer.
Uh-huh.
And he had a little sidekick, a little guy. And his name was K.O., K-A-Y-O, for knockout K.O. And he was cartoon drawn like that character you're talking about on the can of K.O., the chocolate drink.
Was it the same kid?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It was the same character. So it was.
It was a character that was named after Joe Palooka's
right.
little sidekick. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the whole drink was named after Joe Palooka's sidekick.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Chocolate soda in a can.
Yeah. I used to. Oh man, I love that stuff.
Now let me just say one thing. I'm 90 years old,
mm-hmm.
so this cartoon character goes back to the 30s.
Oh, okay.
And I would know why you wouldn't recognize that is because K.O. Chocolate Drink became more popular than Joe Palooka, the comic strip.
Yeah, okay, but that's where it all comes from, is the Joe
that's
Palooka.
Where it was, yes.
Great story. Okay, thanks, Dolores.
You're welcome.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Dolores giving us the backstory on K.O. Good old K.O. Joe Palooka's buddy. Hey, speaking of boxing and boxing, Esmeralda, have you seen the Heidi Gardner bit that she did on Weekend Update?
No, I haven't.
She Heidi Gardner, by the way, has emerged as the cast member of Saturday Night Live right now, like the buzzworthy cast member. She is phenomenal, and they've been giving her a lot of really good stuff to do. And one of the things she did, you should look this up, Esmeralda, because it's unbelievably funny. She's on Weekend Update, and she plays Angel. The girlfriend of every boxer from every boxing movie, and she just comes in. Her catchphrase is, "If you fight again, I'm taking the kids to my sisters." And it's that's the whole thing as well. She threatens to take the kids to her sisters, and it sounds dumb, but I'm telling you, she's oh my god, it's so funny. I'm taking the kids to my sisters. And the kids' names, my kids, Mikey, Nikki, and Peppas. She's the best, man. Canadian Bill has sent us the text. I was waiting to hear from Canadian Bill. We don't have Clearly Canadian, but we have President's Choice chocolate chip cookies and all the President's Choice products. Wow. All right, no Clearly Canadian, but the President's Choice is available up there. Christina, who went to go see Saga over the weekend, God bless her, Saga's final show ever, says she saw President's Choice trucks driving around up there. 218 area code says, we got Surge back. Now all we need is for 3D Doritos to come pick. You remember 3D Doritos? Do you remember those, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
They were like puffed Doritos, essentially. Oh, man. 440 said, I don't know if they still make it, but I wish they would bring back Little Tom's Soda Pop. It was a six-pack with six different flavors, including chocolate milk and cola mix. It was really good on a hot day. Ah. I remember there was a pop, a brand of pop, and I want to say it was called Jolly. Not Jolly Time, because Jolly Time's popcorn. Jolly Times is popcorn. I want to say it was just called Jolly, and you would drink the pop, Esmeralda, and then when you finished it, you look in the bottom, like look in the bottom of the can, close one eye and just look in, and there's a joke printed on the bottom of the can. There would be a joke printed. So this would mean that kids would drink the pop faster because they wanted to read the joke. They wanted to get to the joke. So you got kids all hopped up on sugar juice down in the pop as fast as they can because they want to read the joke on the bottom of the can. And I think it was Jolly. Callers are letting us know that Woodman's is a U.S.-based grocery chain. They were founded, but there is one in Carpentersville. It features a lot of unique products. So we got some more details about Woodman's. Is that what they do? Mary's got more details about Woodman's. Hey, Mary. Hi, Mary. Hello. Okay, let's. Oh. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here. Here is Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick. Woodman's is big in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Several. It's a big, scary store. So, yeah, my thing was, and you probably remember working at the Jewels, remember the South Sea shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
The little weird, awful shrimp and ketchup.
Yep.
And it was in a juice glass.
It was like a shrimp cocktail. It was like a can. It was a jar, and it was in the. Was it in the meat aisle?
I think it was in the meat. Yeah, I think it was.
And
you pried the top off, but then the thing was, you ate the awful shrimp, which was like the size of your thumbnail.
Right.
They were terrible in ketchup.
Right.
And then you washed the juice glass, and you kept the juice glass.
That's right. You would keep the juice. You would keep your shrimp cocktail glass. And then reuse it.
If you didn't get sick and die from it.
Right. Yeah, those things. They don't make those anymore?
No. My wife and I, we that was gourmet food for us when we started dating.
Yeah.
So now we still look for them, and I don't think they make them anymore.
They don't have that shrimp in the glass container. They don't have the tamales anymore. What's going on, man? People don't know what's good.
I know.
All right.
It's a different world.
It is, man. All right, Kerry, thanks.
Thanks.
See you later. Yeah, Esmeralda, you would go nuts if you saw these derby tamales. Just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Submerged in liquid. It's like just a bunch of tamales in a jar. Because that's what I think. When I think tamales, I think wet tamales in a jar. At room temperature, they would be I can't remember what aisle they were in. I can't remember, but yeah. All right, we got a break here for the news, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap this up. And then my dad's going to tell his 200th joke this morning. And Tom from Palatine says he misses Ecto Cooler. Well, they brought it back when they released the Ghostbusters with the ladies. When the ladies' Ghostbusters came out, they re-released the Ecto Cooler. I still think you can get the Ecto Cooler. Because I know they had a big campaign when the Kate McKinnon version of Ghostbusters. Kate McKinnon is the only person in it. I mean, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Melissa McCarthy, and Leslie Jones. That version, the better version. Sorry. Okay, we got to take a break here. The news is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower overlooking Michigan Avenue. We're going to start doing our show on Tuesday through Friday mornings downstairs in the Showcase Studio. Patty is going to be using this studio for her show. So we need time to set up and get everything ready. So we're going to be doing the show from downstairs in the Showcase Studio from Tuesday through Fridays now. So there you go. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are talking about discontinued food and drink items that we love and miss and wish were still around. Tons of texts coming in on this, and we love talking about this kind of stuff. And here is Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I really miss the Rocky Rococo pizza. I don't know if you remember that one.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a rectangular size box, the little single slice deal.
Yep.
That was really good.
Yep. Those were good. It was good. I thought they were still around. I guess not, though.
I haven't seen one around here in years.
Yeah.
Kind of disappeared. The last one I knew of was in Cal City by River Oaks Shopping Center, but that was like... Man, in the early 90s, probably.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, Rocky Rococo. All right, Jim, thanks.
Okay.
Take care. And here is Norma on WGN. Hi, Norma.
Hi, Nick. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I could just wrap you and Dan in a big old bear hug. I just love the two of you.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
You guys are sweet. Two things. Jolly Good. You mentioned Jolly Soda. It's Jolly Good Soda, actually, Nick. It's called Jolly Good, and I just heard the other day, actually, on a radio station that they're actually bringing that back.
With the joke on the bottom of the can?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it'll have the joke, but I do remember the joke, and we used to fight to finish that soda, so
yeah.
We could look at that joke.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. No, they're bringing it back. I heard Woodman's is going to be carrying it, and my niece, I just talked to my niece up in Oshkosh. She said they actually have it in a couple stores up there already.
All right.
So, Jolly, but the other thing, a couple things I was going to mention is Archway Cookies makes a limited line. They quit making their whole line, but they used to have a date-filled oatmeal and a chocolate fudge cookie that I would pay $100 for a cookie. You know?
Wow.
If I could find them. And then, do you remember the Mrs. Paul's line that had, like, fish sticks
the
and
fish sticks?
Rings?
Oh, yeah, sure. Fish sticks and all that stuff. Sure, yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to think they were so real. They weren't fake, you know. They weren't this, you know. But, the batter was just terrific on those, and I wish I could find some of those again, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But thanks for your time.
Okay, Norma.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning. All right.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
I guess the only kind of fish sticks that you get now, what is it, Gorton's? That the only kind of fish stick that's available? Gorton's, Esmeralda?
I guess so. Don't they have Mrs. Paul's?
I thought they still had Mrs. Paul's. I thought they, I mean, that was a very popular brand.
Yeah.
But you got to trust the Gorton's fisherman.
That's true.
Because he's wearing a slicker.
He's a fisherman. He caught it that morning.
He did. And flash froze it right on his boat.
Yep.
Okay. 815 area code says peanut butter boppers. They were awesome in the 80s. Peanut butter rolled in Rice Krispies and chocolate chips. Keith said KO did come in a bottle. We used to get them out of vending machines in the 60s. 847 area code. So for the listener, Paula, Island Foods in Island Lake had the cheese pastries that she likes, that are very close to the cheese pastries that she was talking about. Island Lake. 815 area code says Go-Gurt. It was yogurt in tubes. They still have that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like squeezable yogurt, right?
Yeah, they probably still, they now have like, there's a bunch of different brands.
Yeah. Mark says space food sticks. We've discussed space food sticks in the past. Chocolate was my favorite flavor. And they were the foods that astronauts ate. They went to space like Neil Armstrong, all those dudes ate them. And they're shaped like Slim Jims. They come in a little aluminum foil wrapper. But they're chocolate. But they're shaped exactly and thin exactly like a Slim Jim. 847 area code says, I miss Toasta pizza. It was popular in the 70s. You stick the pizza that you stick in your toaster. 630 area code says, Sarah Lee chocolate swirl pound cake. 708 area code says, I miss the Reggie Jackson bar. It was short-lived in the 70s. It was a yummy candy bar. Pat says, regarding the McDonald's orange drink from the 80s, it was not carbonated. If you asked them for water at McDonald's, they would push the button for the orange drink dispenser, and your water would have a little orange hint to it, and it tasted very bad. That's absolutely true. They used the water, you had to clear it out because it would have orange drink in it. They used the same nozzle. I'm speaking from experience. 331 area code says, Keebler fudge sandwich cookies, and I missed the chili cheese burrito at Taco Bell. 312 area code says, I miss the banquet Mexican frozen dinner. It had two tacos, rice, and beans for $1. I don't understand why it's no longer available. Those banquet frozen dinners are cheap, man. You can get those for $1. They're always on sale. Always. 312 says, Post Toasties cornflakes better than Kellogg's. The Post Toasties are good. 847 area code says, Screaming Yellow Zonkers. It preceded Fiddle Faddle and was more buttery. Esmeralda, do you ever have Screaming Yellow Zonkers?
I did not.
You have Fiddle Faddle?
Nope.
It's like caramel corn, kind of. It's got peanuts and popcorn and stuff in it, but it's got
the
glaze of Cracker Jack, kind of.
No, it's oh, it has a funny name. It's like Fudwizzits or something like that. There's a brand that's out.
Yeah, Fiddle Faddle is still out. Fiddle Faddle is like the glazed like popcorn. It's, you got nuts in there too. But Screaming Yellow Zonkers were first. 773 area code Bosco, the chocolate syrup that you would make, you make chocolate milk with. That's still available. Bosco's got to be available. That was my favorite. I really miss Kraft Miracle French salad dressing. Okay. 217 area code says, bring back Hubba Bubba bubblegum soda. Oh, my God.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, my God. So it's bubblegum flavored soda?
Oh, why would you want to drink something that tastes like bubblegum?
Oh, man. 630 area code says, President's Choice powdered coffee creamer. The best. 815 area code said Zots. Hard candy with a fizzy center. It had assorted flavors. Each peach was individually wrapped. Do you remember Zots, Esmeralda?
I don't.
It would have that. It wasn't like Pop Rocks, but you'd have like a piece of hard candy, and in the middle there was like a sort of a fizzy center. Jesse says, wish they would bring back Nut and Honey cereal and Affy Tapple, short-lived pie crust bits topping. Doug in Kansas City says, do you remember High Power brand chili and tamales? I do not. High Power. HY-Power. 312 says, here's more information about the Team Flakes cereal. They were made from rice, corn, wheat, and oats, and that their claim to fame was they combined all four grains. That was their claim to fame. 773 area code says, they just re-released Clearly Canadian last year. They sold out at Trader Joe's instantly. Wow, there's a big demand for Clearly Canadian. And it's not just Canadians. Not just Saga. 630 area code says, I find it interesting that President's Choice is available in Canada and they don't have a president, they have a prime minister. Prime Minister's Choice. That doesn't have the same ring. And 708 area code says, hey, Hormel makes tamales in a can. They're available at the Jewel's. Esmeralda, just in case you wanted to get canned tamales, they're available at the Jewel.
No, never.
Oh.
I don't have time to go through all these texts, but we've received 10 texts on both of these two items. So the Rocky Rococo pizza is available, but only in southern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then a lot of people miss the PDQ mix. Apparently, there was chocolate mix and eggnog mix. They were they came in a jar that was like a planter's jar, but the
it was powder. Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was
so,
a powder drink.
Right,
powder
right.
drink. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's another major one that's
okay.
coming in.
And of course, I do want to mention before we end the segment, WWE ice cream bars.
Those were awesome.
They were the best. Need to bring those back, man.
How are they not in that game?
In what game?
In the ice cream game.
Ice cream game? What ice cream game? Am I missing something?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. So, all right. There you go. All right, we got to take a break here, and we've got the weather, we've got the traffic, and then my dad will join us, and we will celebrate the fact that he is going to tell joke number 200. That's right, joke number 200 from my dad. That's coming up. All right, final round of texts here. About food and drinks that people miss.
Mm-hmm.
630 area code. The sourdough Whopper at Burger King was legit. I love sourdough bread. I don't think I've ever had a sourdough Whopper. But it was legit. It was too legit to quit.
Well, unfortunately, they did quit.
They did. Even though it was legit. That also was the name of the rapper that, who was Dan, do you remember the athlete who did
I
the,
say, no,
it was a football player.
Yeah, it was a football player.
Yeah. Who rapped with legit.
Mm.
Cherry flavor, cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper. Okay. 815, turtle pies. They were jello pudding filled chocolate coating. Oh man, oh man. 312 area code, Crunch and Munch, which is very much like the other Screaming Yellow Zongers and stuff that we were talking about before. Ernst says, I'd like the freeze-dried ice cream to make a comeback.
Wait, like the dots?
Yeah.
The ice cream of the future?
The ice cream of the future. 312, Esmeralda was thinking of poppycock.
Yeah.
That's what it was, poppycock. 870 area code says, Noggle Burgers. Like Noggles Tacos from Noggles Tacos? They had burgers at Noggles. Noggles was like, I've talked to you about Noggles before. It was like another version of Taco Bell, except cheaper, if it's possible. 734 area code says, Clearly Canadian is available on Amazon. $41 for four small bottles. That's $15 for one large bottle.
Goodness.
You gotta be kidding me. $41 for four bottles?
It was probably someone selling it.
That's crazy talk, man. clearly we've discovered that more than Canadians enjoy Clearly Canadian. All right. Hey, we got a break. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Two for Tuesday tomorrow and more. We're going to take a break here, and the news is coming up next.